Parshas Netzavim we read, Ki Korov Elecha Hadava Ma'od, Beficha Ubulvavcha La'Soso. And Rashi comments, HaTorah Nitna Lachem B'Ksav U'B'Yalpeh. Because Rashi apparently interprets that the Mitzvah Hazos, Hashanoch Mitzavcha, is speaking about Torah and Talmud Torah. As Rashi says, Lo Bashamayim Hi, She'ilu Haisa Bashamayim, Hayisa Tzorach Lalos Achreha Ulalamda. Because were it that Kikorev Elecha, were it that it was in the Shemayim, you would have to go up to the Shemayim, Lalos Achreha, in order to go after it, namely the Torah, and to study the Torah, Ulalamda. And that's based on the Gemara in Erev and Daf Nun Hei. Except Rashi adds the word Ulalamda, that is going on Talmud Torah. So therefore, according to Rashi, the Beficha Ublevavcha La'Soso, Rashi says, B'Ksav U'B'Yalpeh. So Beficha refers to Torah Shebiksav, because when you study Torah Shebiksav and you articulate the words Beficha, that's a key of Talmud Torah. And Torah Shebiyalpeh is Bulvavcha in your heart, because that relates to understanding and conceptualization. I heard from the Rav that he said that there's a fundamental difference between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebiyalpeh. Torah Shebiksav, even if you don't understand the inyan, reading the text itself is a key of Talmud Torah, as opposed to Torah Shebiyalpeh, where there is no particular text. It's not Biksav. Therefore, it completely depends on understanding. And if a person were just to read a Daf Gemara without any understanding at all of what the words mean and the conceptualization, there would be no kiyum. As opposed to Torah Shebiksav, that there's a special kiyum of Mikra. And proof to that is the Gemara says in Megillah, Lo Eshashama Ashurus Yotza. The Gemara says on Daf Yud Zayin in Megillah, even without understanding the words, that if you say it, since it's the text of Torah Shebiksav, that itself is a kiyum. Of course, if you understand it, it's much more enhanced. And this you see in the Megillah, the words that we don't understand, Hachashtaran and Bnei HaMachim, which we don't know the translation of, but nonetheless, there's a kiyum of reading it. So I once heard in the name of the Brisker Rav, that Brisker Rav was walking with Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, and they were speaking about a certain matter in Limud. And so Rabbi Chanan said, let's go and look in the Gemara. Osios Machkimos. And Brisker Rav said that the Maila, the school of Osios Machkimos, that only relates to Torah Shebiksav, but not to Torah Shebiyalpeh. And often the interpretation of that is based on what I quoted from the Rav, that by Torah Shebiksav, there's a kiyum of Mikra, seeing the text, the letters. But by Torah Shebiyalpeh, it's the understanding. It's not the Cheftz of the Ksiva. And therefore, you don't sound that Oisim Makiyos. And everything depends on the understanding, Havonas HaInyan. Now, the Ramban, on this pasuk, when he speaks about the mitzvah zos, the Ramban says in his Perush in Chumash, the mitzvah zos al hatshuva nizkeres, v'zeh tam beficha ubelvavcha la'soso sheyisvado es avonam ves avon avosam befihem v'yashuva b'libam el Hashem v'yikablu aleim hayom haTorah la'soso l'doros. So according to the Ramban, the mitzvah is referring to tshuva. And therefore, beficha is the vidui, because part of tshuva is that you have to say confession and say and articulate it. So it would seem then, we would have thought that the order should have been reversed. It should have said not beficha b'vavcha la'soso. It should be beficha. It should be b'vavcha, because first in the tshuva parashas comes the b'vavcha, the commitment to do tshuva, and then at the conclusion comes the charata and the vidui. So maybe ubelvavcha lasoso is referring to the Kabbalah lahaba, that after I say vidui, it tshuva doesn't end just after the chavata and so on saying vidui. Tshuva is a lifelong process to make sure that you don't fall back, that you grow. So that's belficha ubelvavcha. And if you look in the Tana de Be'elyo Zuta, that tells the story about an encounter between Elyo HaNavi and a certain tzayod, a certain hunter, who shelo haya lo b'mikra v'lo b'mishna, and he said, you know, I was given the opportunity to be a Talmid Chacham or to learn Torah. And he wasn't shelo nitnu lo bina v'das likro l'shanos. And Eliyahu HaNavi answers him, ma litol pishton v'larot metsuda u'lashlich el hayam u'lahalos bo dogim in hayam nitnu l'chot deya ubina min hashamayim l'divrei Torah shibak sekosim ki karov elecha dover ma'od b'ficho b'vavcha lasoso lo nitnu l'cho min hashamayim. So the Eliyahu said the skill to know how to make a net and to weave the net and to catch the fish, all of that was given to you. So divrei Torah, that the Torah testifies kikov lecha davim o b'fich b'vavcha lasoso lo nitn lecha min hashemayim, certainly that was also given. But from this Tanya ben Eliyahu, you see that Tanya ben Eliyahu learns b'fich b'vavcha lasoso is speaking about Torah like Rashi, and it's not referencing the mitzvah of tshuva.